Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
All right. Let's cut it short. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Master Teacher 33. Welcome, everybody, to today's show. As always, we've got another important topic, another important show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, but I do not want to waste it. I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we're talking about, it's still November, it's a little early, but I'm too excited. I can't wait. I was trying to wait till the new year, till the end of December, to start talking about how important 2017 is, but I just, couldn't wait. So we're talking about the new year, even though we're a long way from the new year. Today's message is about 2017. So 2017, if you add it up, as we in any type of spiritualism, it comes down to breaking it down to its lowest common denominator. So 2 plus 0 is 2, 2 plus 1 is 3, 3 plus 7 is 10, then you break the 10 down. So 1 plus 0 is 1. So the 2017 is the year of 1. It's the year that you become 1. This is the year of being 1. So I want to talk about for the entire year of 2017, the only thing I'm going to be talking about is the biology of oneness. And so starting off talking about the biology of oneness, first of all, we got to establish what that means. So this is just an introduction. The free shows, I just talk about the fluff stuff. Don't really get into many details, even though you can just listen to the 1,500 free audio shows I have here on Blog Talk. And you can still, ascertain a lot of good informing or a lot of good information. But in order for you to actually bring about a lasting change in your life, there has to be some specific things that must be done. See, life doesn't change by osmosis. And, we would like to think, or there are some people who are from the camp that think that faith without works. But as the scripture says, faith without works is dead. So there is some application. See, knowledge without application equals duplication. But it's the duplication of the existing lack of morality or lack of understanding or lack of results. And so anytime that you are living your life and you don't understand the biology of being you, 2017, this year, is all about being one. Everything is going to solidify this year. Now, it's the frequency or the wave that brings about the change. In other words, you don't have to ride the wave. You could go against the current. But 2017 ushers in the year of Aquarius. It ushers in the year of being one. It ushers in the biology of oneness. So, in other words, There's a spirit, there's a disposition, there is a vibe, there's a frequency, there's a wave of energy. It's going to bring about a strong desire inside of you, a urge for you to manifest you. You may already be feeling it. You may already be having a sense of urgency, like, I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of sitting on the sideline. There may be a strong urge that is starting to bubble up inside of you because of the new age, if you want to call it that, because of the new frequency, the wave of the vibration. So I want to make sure that everybody understands the biology behind it, the negativity and the positivity. So everything is cyclical. It's like a sine wave. It's like a snake. It goes up and down. So you want to ride the wave when it goes up, and you want to get off when it goes down. You see, the negative side of 2017 is self-centeredness. It's egotistic. It's arrogance. It's cocky. It's being demanding. It's being impatient instead of allowing. And so you have to be careful, because if you have this strong desire to get to where you're going at the expense of everyone else, you want to be number one. You want to appear to be successful. You want to appear to be healthy. You want to appear to be knowledgeable. You want to appear to have a good relationship. But it's all style, and there's no substance. So 2017, my brothers and sisters, does have a negative dark side. This is the dark side of giftedness. This is the dark side of the sine wave. Because whatever the degree that the pendulum swings to the left, the pendulum also swings to the right. So what I am going to do during this entire next year, starting this weekend or next weekend, whatever it is, I am going to dissect the biology of oneness. Now, originally I was going to start off talking about the CSF, so I may change that. I may move that back to number two and actually do the biology of oneness, to actually talk about the biology of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. So the year 2017, all this is going to come together for you. This is your year. So if you've been waiting, if you've been putting your life on hold, and you're trying to figure out what's the best time for me to move forward, or the best time for me to come one, or the best time for me to do this or do that, this is the year. This is the year that you understand the biology behind you, that you are basically a neurotransmitter. The Father is sending out a transmission. Your job is to take it, turn it into a neuro, because the Father is a photon, but you can't use photons. You have to turn it into a neuro photon. So the Father is sending out a transmission. You can't use transmission. You have to turn it into a neuro transmission. And so the enemy's job is to get you to take his transmission in the form of a drug, which is opium, morphine, heroin, any drug. But the body automatically produces its own drugs in the form of endorphins. So your job is to control and to limit and to not be stimulated from outside. So right now you could be stimulated from outside of you instead of from inside of you. That is the biology of being one. So my job is to assist you with understanding the biology of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. Now, we've talked about it from a spiritual connotation, from a spiritual side. Now we must address it from a biological side. And so the brain has its own opiate receptors. Now, opiate drugs are all of the drugs that are being administered to you right now. Even advertising in a drug is a drug. Food is a drug. Sex is a drug. Water, fluorinated water is a drug. Everything, genetically modified organisms, is a drug. Everything is a drug. The outside drugs is trying to override the inside drug. And so your brain is designed by your creator to oscillate it or to vibrate. And so how does your brain communicate? So your brain and your body is basically neurons. So neurons are the center of the life. Each neuron has what they call dendrites. These are the things that receive messages from other cells. Now, your neuron has an axon. The axon, again, it's a long nerve impulse. It's like a shoot. It's like a long string that attaches the cell to different branches or different parts of the body. So, in other words, this is your communication device. This is your cell phone. So this is your biological cell phone. So your biology controls your behavior. So if you don't understand the biological connection to your spiritual or your spirituality, then a lot of the things that I'm saying is not going to make sense. If you don't understand the biology of wealth, you're not going to be wealthy. If you don't understand the biology of health, you're not going to be healthy. If you don't understand the biology of wisdom, you're not going to be wise. And if you don't understand the biology of being in a good relationship, you're not going to have a good relationship. And so each neuron carries messages. Now, your job is to understand that these nerves are called neurons. Each nerve impulse causes an action or carries what is called an action potential. So communication takes place at the synapses. The synapses is the little space in between where the nerves don't connect. So the synapses is that little gap. And the electricity, now your biology creates electricity so that way that thought can jump from one nerve to another. So if you have no biology, you have no electricity. If you have no electricity, you have no chemistry. Do you feel lackadaisical? Do you feel lethargic? Do you feel like you can't get things done? Well, the year 2017 is going to give you a boost of energy. But in order for you to accomplish your dreams, your goals, you have to be able to say specifically what you want. You have to be able to see the exact image. You have to be able to believe that image in order for you to be able to manifest that spark. Right now, the distance between the synapses, that's the gap between, again, each of the neurons. Now, remember, from a biological, we're talking about the biology of being one. We're talking about the biology of wealth, the biology of health, the biology of wisdom, and the biology of relationship. So the year 2017, you got an advantage. If any time in your life you want to do something, start today. Now, remember, the negative aspect of this frequency is what you are exhibiting. Now, remember, you have to express yourself. Either you're going to express yourself positively or you're going to express yourself negatively. But we live in a world of duality. My job is try to express myself holistically. Most people, again, are either expressing themselves positively or negatively. I'm expressing myself holistically. Now, you can choose between option A or option B. I always choose option C. Now, that's just me. I don't recommend you choose an option C because option C is very difficult to maintain. It's really easy to go with the flow. When you feel good, do good. When you feel bad, do bad. But it's real difficult for you to take, again, that cortisone and decide, I'm not going to release it. Like, right now, for the last 3 days, I've been in the most pain I've been in since I can't even remember. So I went to the gym. Now, I always work one body part. Now, this is an example of what I'm talking about. So I always work upper back. Now, when I work my upper back, you know, there's a lot of exercises. For example, your upper back is just your lats. Your lats are the muscle. If you raise your arm up, right underneath your armpit, there is a muscle. That's called, you know, it's your lat. I forgot the exact biological name, the lat teres, whatever. Well, most people never work out their lower back. Now, the lower back, again, is right above where your butt and your back join together. It's right at the base of your spine. Well, I did exercises that targeted, that was specifically for my lower back because I always work upper back. So, again, in order for me to maintain my proportion, you ever seen some of these guys in the gym that they are proportionately a little off? Well, I work out. I'll do chest one day, shoulders one day, back one day, arms one day, legs the next day. So when I'm working back, I always do upper back. So I did lower back. Well, because I haven't worked out on lower back in over a year, the next day after working out on my lower back, man, I feel like somebody took a baseball bat and hit me in my back. I was like, why is my back? It took me a minute because I forgot. And my back was like, man, I couldn't even bend on the top of my shoe. Every time I moved, I was like, oh, everything was, my back was in pain. But then I remembered, like, okay, I can take medication outside. You know, I could take a warm shower, a bath, you know, Epsom salt, let it soak. You know, I could do some stretches. you know, for a couple of days, I didn't really do anything. I said, I'll take it easy. But it's still hurting. So this morning, I went to the gym, and I did a full-blown workout. Why? Because it releases endorphins only when you exercise. And the endorphins, they mask pain, specifically emotional pain, but physical pain also. So while I was working out, and right now my back feels great. Why? Because the endorphins have been released. So that's what I'm going to teach you. Something bad happens, what do you do? Okay, I could take an outside medication, which I did. You know, I took outside medication also. That helped a little bit. So after you do other stuff, then you take control in the area of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, and you produce the chemicals that take you and release the electricity that causes you to, inside of your body, to compensate or to solve the problem. See, brothers and sisters, you have this power. You've been given this power. This is the biology of communication of your anatomy. It is the understanding that there isn't a problem. The problem is that we don't understand how to take our spirit and possess our soul to control our body. We don't understand that we are biological. Now, I mean understand it to the depths that you get results, not understand it to the point where you get just dangerous enough to hurt yourself. Each neuron is a decision-making device. Let me say that again. Now, you think you got a lot of blood cells in your body? Do you know how many neurons you have in your body? Scientists don't even know. Each neuron is a mini computer. So each neuron is a neurotransmitter. These are molecules that send out electricity throughout your body. So your job is to understand how these work. So your central nervous system, again, is the part of the body that controls all of this. You got the sensory, you got the motory, and you got what is called your internal neurons. Now, I'm telling you all of this, and it sounds like, man, I don't want to take no biology class, doc. I did not come here for no biology. Brothers and sisters, if you don't understand how this works, your old brain structure, again, the amygdala, the hypothalamus, all of these other parts of the brain, your limbic system, your cerebellum, all of this is what we're going to be talking about, especially the thymus, because all of this, again, controls the adrenal glands, and the adrenal glands controls fight or flight. And so it is the study of the brain that's going to lead you to your success. You will be successful or you will not be successful based upon you understanding the biology of your behavior. So 2017, when you add up the numbers of 2, 0, 1, 7, and equals 10, and when you add 10 together, 1 plus 0 gives you 1. This is the year of the 1. 2017 is the year you become one. Your spirit, your soul, and your body solidifies and becomes one. You will become one in the area of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. This is the year. 2017 is your year. If you want to do anything, you need to do it this year. Now, you don't wait. Why do you think? Remember, mediocrity, being lukewarm, destroys divinity. So if you are mediocre, it destroys your divinity. So that is why the powers that be are promoting chaos, or they're promoting Donald Trump, or they're promoting confusion. Because again, it represents, if you look at Donald Trump's life, it's a life of mediocre. So if you are mediocre, it prevents you from being divine. It prevents you from being one. So again, 2017 is the year of the frequency of the leader. This is the frequency of being a pioneer. It's the frequency of energy. It's the frequency of passion. It's the frequency, again, of understanding. It is the frequency of determination. It's the frequency of self-motivation. It's the frequency of accomplishment. It's the frequency of being, again, motivated. It's the frequency of being inspired. It's the frequency of having the capacity to overcome any obstacle. It's the frequency of facing your challenges, staring them in the face, and overcoming them. This is the frequency that overrides this year, 2017 is the frequency of the one. You are the one. You are just like Neo in the Matrix. This is the frequency of holistic. Now, everything that's going to be presented to you by Donald Trump and the politicians. Now, watch what I say. Now, remember, Donald Trump is not in office yet. I want everyone to see if this year, remember, you heard it here first. Watch what comes out. Watch what is coming down the pipe. It's going to be the year of extreme, polar. It's a polarization taking place. You're going to be extreme right or extreme left. Extreme Democrat, extreme Republican. Extreme black, extreme white. Extreme wealth, extreme poverty. Extreme health, extreme sickness. This is the year of polarity. Now, the powers that be want you to try to choose between the poles, the left brain and the right brain. They want you to they're trying to polarize you. They want you to be polar. This is the year of polarization. Your job, again, is to choose holistic. You don't want to operate, again, in, remember, you got three brains. You got the paleo brain. You got the reptilian brain. Those are the two brains that they're stimulating. Remember, the paleo brain is the paleo means old. You have the reptile. You know, we all know what the reptilian means. That represents, again, the Anunnaki. That represents the snake. That represents the Kundalini. That represents the senses, the sexes. That represents you. That represents the negative side of the one. Now, remember, the negative side is self-centeredness, ego, demanding. You become self-centered. You become arrogant. You become cocky. You become boastful. Now, you're going to excel. You're going to make a lot of money. You're going to be a great leader, but you're not going to have any. You're not going to have any followers. You're not going to have anybody that want to help you. You're going to be at the top of the mountain by yourself. Because that's what they want you to do. They want you to operate in the Old Testament. They don't want you to operate in the new, the neo. Now, remember the brain, you have the neocortex. So you got the neo, that means one covenant. You have the paleo, that means old covenant. And then you have the reptile, that means the snake covenant. That means the reptilian covenant. So the choice that you have been given is they are activating the paleo and they are activating the reptile. Watch what comes down the pipe. Everything is going to stimulate your senses, or you're going to be fight or flight. Look at what's going on in the world today. This exposure therapy. They are exposing you. There was a cop that got shot in the head here in San Antonio yesterday, or 2 days ago. Supposedly, it happened like in 3 or 4 other places. Now, black folks have been getting shot, you know, all year. They're exposing you to this so that way, again, exposure therapy is designed to create learned helplessness. They don't want you to take advantage of the frequency because now we're going out of the age of Pisces and we're moving into the age of Aquarius. Now, I wish I had time to break that down because that alone, if you don't know nothing else, the Pisces age is the 2,000-year age of Yahushua. That was the age of the fish. That was the age of the Vesica Pisces. That was the age of the, you know, the religion. So that was the age. We're coming out of the age of religion, and we're going into the age of Aquarius. Now, I don't want to get all mystical and astronomical and onto all of that stuff. I don't worship that stuff. But you have to understand it. Now, remember, there was a 26,000-year procession. Each zodiac sign lasts for 2,160 years. So the age of Pisces lasted for 2,160 years. That's the year of Christianity, the year of Yahushua, the year of religion. Well, that procession, that 2,160 years is over. That's what the Mayan calendar was talking about when 2012, December the 21st of 2012, that's over. 2017 ushers in the new 2,160-year period, age of Aquarius. Now, my brothers, my sisters, this age of Aquarius begins with the equinox. Now, I'm not trying to get into teaching all of this astrological stuff. All I'm simply saying is for you to understand the basics. Don't go out and worship astrology and start putting up all of this stuff. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I just want you to understand that there has been a change in the air. There's been a change in the atmosphere. There has been a change in what they call the planetary retrograde. Now, I've done many shows I've done a few shows on retrograde energy, what that means. Some people don't understand it. Retrograde is the motion or it's the direction. It is the opposite to the movement of something else. Contrary, it's retrograde. Retrograde is the orbit or the way that the frequency or the wave is released. So when we're talking about the age of Aquarius, my brothers and sisters, we're talking about the age of oneness. We're talking about the age of what some people call humanism. Now, this is a dangerous period of time because you get to promote yourself. Arrogant, you get cocky, you become you. You become one. But what is the purpose of becoming one? If you have not watched the movie Doctor Strange, that's the purpose of becoming one. So Doctor Strange, he was a great physician. You know, he was in an accident. He lost the use of his hands. So he get the power where he could restore the use of his hands and go right back into medical practice and continue where he left off. But what did he do? He did not use his power for himself. He did not use his power for himself. He did not use his power for himself. That's the age of Aquarius. This is the age where you're gonna be power. You're gonna be off the hizzle for shizzle. You're gonna be off the chain. Everything is gonna start manifesting in your life, and you got a decision to make. You gotta make a decision. You're gonna use all of your wealth. You got to use all of your health, all your wisdom, and all your ability to maintain a positive relationship just for yourself. Or you're gonna teach other people. Or you're gonna help other people. This is the year you get to choose, my brothers and sisters, where you're living with the Christ consciousness or you're living with the ego and the self and the arrogance and the cockiness of me, my foe, and no more. That's the choice that's coming in 2017. That's what Donald Trump represents. Donald Trump is the most egotistical, arrogant, cocky. He represents what we are leaving. That's why at the last sound, at the last trump, the dead, the selfish, in Christ shall arise. Your job is to see Donald Trump, to see what he represents, selfish, egotistical, arrogant, cockiness, mediocre. But my divinity, again, is greater than my mediocrity. So I'm tired of being mediocre. I don't want to be mediocre. I've been doing what Donald Trump represents all my life. I don't want to do that anymore. I am trying to get to a point where I'm in a position to be a lender and not a borrower. Hell, I've been borrowing money all my life. I'm tired of borrowing money. I want to lend people money. You know, I've had people love on me all my life. You know, I want to be the guy that gives love. I want to be the giver, not the taker. I've been a taker all my life. And the 2017 is the year that you can stop being a taker. It's time for you to rise above this egotistical, arrogant, cocky, sensitive, wearing your feelings on your shoulder. Every time somebody look at you, you get pissed off because you don't like the way they looked at you. You can win the lottery and you're still pissed off. Why? They gave you little bills. You want big bills. Those days are over, brothers. Those days are over, sister. It's time for us to elevate our consciousness. It's time for us to elevate our awareness. It is time for us to get to the point where we are oscillating and vibrating in the Chris, not the Chris. Now, brothers and sisters, this is very important because the pole shift has already begun. And so I don't know if you can, but I know I've been feeling it for a long time. And it's awesome because what is it? It is the understanding that now I don't have to be at the whim and the wham of my body or of society or of the government, the white man, the black man. I'm not sitting waiting for scraps to fall off the table. Now I can sit at the table. Now I don't have to look down. I can look a man in the eye. Now, I've always had it, but I didn't know it. This is the age of knowing. The age of Aquarius is the age where you become spirit, soul, and body. You take back your authority. You take back your dominion. You become an authentic, authoritative author. And now, instead of the authorized, the author that has rise. You don't need the King James authorized version. You got your own version. You can authorize. You can be the author that rises. You don't have to allow some other author to rise. Now you have dunamis power. Now you have the authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by no means harm you, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. See, right now, my brothers and sisters, the sine wave is in your favor. What does that mean? Sine waves, S-I-N-E, and that's what we are. That's what the zodiac is. It's a big snake, sine wave. A sine wave was interpreted and changed by the religious right to be sin wave. And so the signs that are, again, below, which is what they call negate, where we get the word negas, where we get the word negar. So that's why negar, or being black, is called negative, because it's the negate. It's the sine wave that is below, again, if you draw a straight line, it is below the plane. It is subconscious. What are those signs? Leo, Cancer, Gemini, Taurus, Aries, Pisces. Now, the sine waves, again, this is according to astrotheology. Again, I'm not telling you to go out and become no, you know, get no PhD in astrotheology. If you want to, knock yourself out. I just use it. It's a tool. It's like a hammer. I drive the nail into the wood, and I put it back on the shelf. I don't put it on my mantle. I'm not going to gold plate it. I ain't going to worship it. Now, there's some folk that do. Hey, that's between you and God. I know that all things work together for my good. I know that God, like it says in Isaiah 45:7, God says, I create darkness, I create light. I, the Lord, God, I do all things. I create all things. So I know that all things are beneficial to my good. I use them for their purpose. That's it. So if you understand this, in other words, the positive signs are Aquarius. And then if you believe in Ophiuchus or not, Sagittarius, Scorpio, Libra, Virgo. And then you go back. So life is cyclical. Everything is cyclical. What you say, or what we've been taught, good and bad, black and white, evil, the devil, is just the procession. That's just the way that the earth, that's just the way that the universe is designed, or the way that it works. Your job is to simply ride the wave. So now the wave is going up. The wave was down, and now it's going up. So now you're riding the wave, if you want to put it that way. So what should you do? Let's talk about some specific four areas that I talk about. So you have to understand, brothers and sisters, that you are a spirit. Now, you don't own one. Well, let me rephrase that. You can't. See, people think that you're a soul. Now, the word soul, a soul is a mind, a will, emotion, imagination, and intellect. So those are things that you use to control the body. So what uses your mind? What uses your will? What uses your emotion? What uses your imagination? And what uses your intellect? Well, that would be your conscious. Now, you are a consciousness. Unfortunately, your consciousness has been hijacked. So your job this year is to get it back. All you have to do is to get back your consciousness. What that means, think for yourself. Now, you could consult, you can listen to shows like this show, but at the end of the day, you should study to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth, and you're studying to show yourself approved unto God and not man. So the number one thing you got to do is you got to understand biology. What does that mean? Bio, course of living. Ology, words. So you are a word being. What does that mean? That means that in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The life and death is in the power of the tongue. Your Word creates your world, period. Your W-O-R-D creates your W-O-R-L-D. Now, right now, the L that's in your Word is the cosmic rockport. Now, I have a 400-page book that breaks this down. The Lord. Now, you pray to the Lord. you know, you say, oh, Heavenly Father, I pray to you. Oh, Lord God, help me, Lord, Lord, and Lord. And you don't understand that it means Kyrios in the Greek. So the Lord, Kyrios. Now, you're supposed to be the Lord. Now, am I saying you're God? No. All I'm simply saying that you are exactly what the Bible says you are. The Bible says you are a royal priest, does it not? The Bible says that you are the offspring. The Bible says that you are a joint heir. The Bible says that you made in the image and likeness of. So the Bible says that you can come boldly to the throne of grace. So the Bible says that you are an ambassador of Christ. That word ambassador means representative. So God is not down here. You are in his place. Therefore, you are a little g. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology. The enemy knows that. So the enemy says, you know what? Since you don't want to be the little g, since you don't want to have dominion. Now, you can read the book of Genesis where God gave you dominion over five kingdoms. But right now, you don't understand that. So the devil or the Kyrios or the cosmogrator or your husband or the man on your job or your neighbor down the street, somebody running your show, because are you the star? First of all, are you the director and the star of your own show? Who's writing the script? Y'all watch Westworld, the HBO series, Westworld? Man, I love that series. Because that series is exactly what's going on in the world today. Right now, you're supposed to be praying as God, not to God. Now, I know it's contrary to your theology, I understand. But one day, maybe not today, but one day you're going to understand. That simply means this. Who does God pray to when he pray? Now, you are his representative. The Bible that I read says that I'm made in the image and his likeness. The Bible says that God has given me everything that I need for life and godliness. My Bible says that I've been young and I've been old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor the seed begging bread. My Bible tells me, why worry about what you shall eat, what you shall drink, what you shall wear? Your Heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things before you even ask. My Bible says that the Heavenly Father wishes to do exceedingly, abundantly, above anything that I can ask or think. Now, my Bible says that if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to his children? Now, I'm a father. I got five children. I know that if one of my children called me right now and say, Dad, you know, something's going down, you know, I'm going to get in my car. If I got to rob a bank, whatever I got to do to help and take care of my children, that's what I'm going to do. So if somebody want to hurt one of my children, they got to go through me first. I'm just sorry, that's just the way it is. So I know how I feel about my children. And my Bible tells me that whatever I feel, my Heavenly Father feels triple, twice, 100 times that. So I need you to understand who you are. 2017 is the year you become one with your Father. See, right now you think your Father is against you. Right now, you think your Father doesn't like you. Right now, you may think that your Father ain't even listening to you. Right now, you don't understand that you and your Father are one. You don't understand, like I said on yesterday's show, the analogy that I gave about the movie The Lion King. I love that movie, The Lion King, because in that movie, like I said on yesterday's show, in that scene where Simba, when he was a cub or, you know, young lion, he's cornered by the hyenas. And the hyenas was like laughing at him, and they said, yeah, give us your best roar. And so Simba like, wow. And all the hyenas started laughing. They're like, yeah, man, we get what it is, maul you, dude. That's the best you got. And then Simba like puts his checks out, and he like, ugh. Then he roars, and all the hyenas, choo, they gone. So Simba's like looking on, he's like, hey, I'm the man. But see, behind Simba was his dad, Mufasa. I'm telling you, brother, I'm telling you, sister, when you roar, your daddy roars. Your father is in the trenches with you. I don't know if you understand what that means. The Bible says that your Heavenly Father will never leave you nor forsake you. So when you walk through the valley of shadow and death, you should fear no evil. This year, you got to understand that. That everywhere you go, he goes with you. You are his representative. The words that are coming out of your mouth are not yours. They are his. So I don't know if you understand that. The book that I just wrote, the series I just did on being God, that means that when you vibrate on the frequency of God, people, the cosmogrator, the universe, the bad guys, the little D's, the little demons, they think you are God. The same way them hyenas thought Simba was Mufasa. And then remember the whole story of Lion King as it goes on. Like I said yesterday, he loses his way. He goes on, he starts hanging out with some entities or animals that are not lions. And what do they teach him? Hakuna Matata. Simba is living his life. Do you know right now the life that you are living is preventing you from living the dream that you should be fulfilling? Right now. Right now, the life that you are living, you've dedicated yourself to, is preventing you from living and fulfilling the purpose that you're supposed to be fulfilling. The life that you are living is preventing you from fulfilling the purpose that you should be fulfilling. Just like Simba, you are living Hakuna Matata. So you all, you know, have no worries for the rest of your day, right? You're living the dream, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You just didn't read that. That's in the Satanic Book of the Bible. That didn't come from the big G. That came from the little G. See, the little G wants you to get sidetracked. He wants you to settle for the crumbs off the table. He don't want you to sit at the table. See, right now, the little money you're making, that's crumbs. See, right now, that health you got, crumbs. Right now, that wisdom you got, crumbs. Right now, the relationship you got, crumbs. Your Heavenly Father wishes to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that you can ask or think. So your job is to raise your thinking to his thinking, to think like him, to walk like him, to talk like him, so that way you're so much like him, just like Yahushua. When they see Yahushua, they say, Yahushua, where's the Father? And Yahushua said, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Because me and my Father, we're on the same frequency, the same wave, the same vibration. That is what 2017, it represents the year you become one with your Father. So when I see you, we're talking mano y mano, God to God. That is what 2017 represents. But how do you get there? It's one thing to talk about. People blow, you know, cookies all day. People talk about, yeah, man, wealth, health, wisdom, relationship. Yeah, man, life is great. I'm doing good. Oh, really? Compared to what? You see, if I compare myself to my neighbor down the street, I look pretty good. If I compare myself in the area of wealth, you know, to, you know, Jim Bob, hey, compare myself to the standard. I got a lot of work to do, brother. I got a lot of work to do, sister. So it is the biology of the standard that we want to break down. It is the biology of oneness. It's the biology of whose you really are. Now, brothers and sisters, I got to say something that's going to shock your theology. I know this may be contrary to your belief. I understand. But you have been called. You have to raise yourself from the dead. Ephesians 5:14 says that you are consciously dead. And your job is to do exactly what Yahushua did. Your job, my job, all of our job. Now, I've been sitting and preaching this for the last, 5 years, hardcore. And, you know, some people are getting it, but most people are not. So I've been talking about Christ consciousness, and religion divides us. So if I don't say the right buzzwords, I lose the Muslims. And if I say the wrong buzzwords, and I say, and I tell people, hey, go to my website, Wake Up Black America, well, I lose all the white folks. Because they say, hey, man, this dude, I thought Brother Will was, I thought he was a good brother. He's always talking about, you know, Black Lives Matter. So race divides us. Religion divides us. Politics divides us. But you know what doesn't divide us? Biology doesn't divide us. See, everybody got a body. Everybody, the white man and the black man's heart looks exactly the same. In fact, it pumps exactly the same. In fact, I can take a black man's heart and put it in a white man's body. And guess what happened? That white man lives. See, I can take biology and it crosses racial lines. It crosses religious lines. It crosses, see, I've been preaching the wrong message. Because religion, you know, I come up with all this Christ consciousness. Well, what people don't, they don't believe in Christ. Well, Brother Will, I can't listen to you, dog. You got too much Jesus in that stuff, homie. Then if I come with the Muslim stuff, well, brother, you know, I don't believe. No, man, yeah, I don't believe in that Islam stuff, my brother. But what if I bring Kabbalah, you know, Sufism, perennialism, whatever religion? I'm losing folks. People can't get it, so nobody's listening because of the religious connotation. But what if we talk protons, neutrons, electrons? Better yet, what if we talk serotonin, melatonin, dopamine? What if we start talking about the biological expression of the gene? What if we start talking about histology and epigenetics? What if we start talking about your kidneys, your liver, your spleen, your spine? What if we talk about, again, the CSF, the cerebral spinal cord fluid? Does anybody don't? Anybody listening to me that don't got a brain and don't got no spinal fluid running up and down your brain? Is anybody doesn't have a amygdala and a hypothalamus? See, biology is something that can unite us. Because if you understand what biology is, as I've talked about, and I actually don't believe me, look up the definition of the words yourself. Go to dictionary.com, look at the definition of the word biology. So starting this weekend, again, the next three series, the next three books that I've written all deal with the biology of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. So the goal for 2017 is to give you the biological tools, because your biology controls your electricity. Your electricity controls your chemistry. We all are chemical beings. We all are chemical chasers. Everything you do, love is oxytocin. Now, you may not understand what that means, but by the end of this year, you're going to understand that when you fall in love, really, you elevate in oxytocin. That means that somebody, when you're around them, causes oxytocin to be released inside your body. So if you could understand that, okay, you could control the oxytocin that's being released inside of your body. Now, dopamine is the feel-good chemical. So there's certain things that releases dopamine inside of my body. So if I could understand what causes the dopamine to be released and what causes cortisol, women, you got that body fat that just don't seem to be able to shake, especially in the back of your arms and around your midsection. So you've been working out like mad. You on a strict diet. You eating, you know, crackers and drinking water, and you still can't get rid of that belly fat, or you still can't get that fat behind your arms on your triceps. You know why? It's because cortisone causes the body, for females, for women, to store fat in their midsection. So if you don't understand the biology behind the endorphins, you don't understand the biology of your central nervous system and your perennial nervous system, and you don't understand the biology of cortisol and what causes it, that stress causes the body to release more cortisol, which causes the body to store more fat. So you can diet, you can exercise all you want, you're going to lose no weight in your midsection. And you're not going to use no weight when it comes to, so what is your, what, you want a trim waistline? Get yourself out of that stressful environment. Better yet, create an environment that has no stress. You see, brothers and sisters, it's your job is to understand that the body has a chemical communication system, and you control it. You have a set of glands, and these glands, they secrete hormones into your bloodstream. These hormones are chemical chasers. They are chemical manufacturers. They are chemical. You are a chemical being. You are a chemical being. So they're chemical messengers. You got to control them or they control you. And so these chemical messengers that are being released by your endocrine glands or your endocrine system, these are the chemical neurotransmitters. They run through your body. They are being released by your adrenal glands. And guess where your adrenal glands are at? Can anybody take a wild guess? Why are there so many kidney dialysis centers popping up especially in the hood. Where is your adrenal gland work at? Where are her live at? The adrenal glands are on top of your kidneys. So every time your body releases this chemical, adrenaline, it affects what organ? What organ has to, now the liver kicks in too, but again, you could end up with cirrhosis of the liver, just like an alcoholic, and you never drunk a drop of alcohol, but you lived in a stressful environment. You could look like you've been knocking down boxes of Krispy Kreme donuts all your life, and all you do is eat one meal a day, but you live in a fight-or-flight environment. And so every day, from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep, there's an increase in your blood rate. Your blood pressure is off the chain. Your blood sugar surges up and down, because you don't know whether to fight or you don't know whether to flight. And so your body is releasing all of this epinephrine or this adrenaline inside of your system because your environment. See, the mind, my brothers and sisters, is where the battle takes place. It's not what happened to you or where you live or what you see or don't see. It's how you interpret it. It's how you respond to it. You have to be proactive. That is what you have to learn. That's what I'm going to teach you. For you to overstand and for you to take your thymus and your reticular auditory system and the amygdala and the hypothalamus and your pituitary gland and understand how they work and use them for your good instead of allowing them to bring down your wealth, your health, your wisdom, and your relationships. See, my brothers and sisters, everything is connected. But when we start talking spirituality, everybody's little brain, you know, the cerebellum is called the little brain. Whenever the little brain overrides the big brain, that's when we get into trouble. So this next series and moving forward, we want to break down the limbic system, which is made up of the amygdala, the hypothalamus, and the hippocampus. And we want to break down how does your limbic, which means your border, do you got any borders set up? How does the hippocampus work? The hippocampus, again, processes your memories. What about the amygdala? The amygdala is a small lima-sized organ. That's where all of your fear and your aggression is. What about your hypothalamus? That controls your body temperature. What chemicals manipulate those organs, those glands? If you don't know that, my brothers and sisters, then those organs, those glands, the cerebral cortex is controlled by things outside of you instead of things inside of you. Do you know that your thinking and your speaking, your perception controls your cortex? So if you don't know that, my brothers and sisters, then you don't understand how to control the word cortex. You know the word cortex means covenant. The word cortex also means bark. It's the part of you that's controlled by the thinking and the speaking. Remember I said at the beginning of the show, speak it, then you can see it. See it, then you can believe it. Believe it, then you can manifest it. All of that's controlled by you, and you control your biology. 2017 represents the year that you understand how your motor and sensory organs work. And for you to take control of your visual and your auditory cortex, for you to understand you, it's time you become one. Your spirit, your soul, and your body. You have to understand what associations allow you to function at your highest level, to be one with God. Right now, the enemy is using your biology, he's using your electricity, and he's using your chemistry against you. Your job is to simply take back what God has given or what the enemy has stolen from you. Your job is to take it back. My job is to assist you with that. So again, first book that I got coming out again is a very, very powerful book. Again, the title of that book is The Biology of Oneness. I was going to save that one for last, and I may do that one first because I got these three books. First book is called CSF, the cerebral spinal fluid, which is the Christ spinal fluid, or the spinal represents the cord, not the C-O, but the C-H. It's a musical note, musical instrument. Then the biology of the temple, the body. We're going to break down that. And then the biology of behavior. We're going to break down that. We've already been talking about behavioral clarinomics. Again, behavioral clarinomics we've been discussing. So we're rolling out all of these shows. Email me at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. The first series that we'll be doing will start this Sunday probably, which will be November the 27th. The cost of each series is $100. I do got a discount going on if anybody wants to purchase all three series now. If you purchase it now, again, you save $100 by purchasing it early. So instead of paying $100 for each series individually, pay $200 between now and the 27th, and you get all three books and all three series for $200 instead of $300. Either way, again, you guys know I have payment plans available as well, because I know the time of year. And I thought about, you know, holding off until next year and starting all of this. But I talked to a good person, a friend of mine that I really respect, and they're like, hey, let's go ahead and make it happen. So we'll go ahead and we're going to start off again with the first series. It's going to probably be the CSF, which is the cerebral spinal who do not understand. What just now, the doctors know this. That's why they give women. You ever had a spinal tap? Why do they do that? What is a spinal tap? Why do they tap into your spine? What is the spinal cord fluid? What is its purpose? What does it do? What is the spiritual ramification of the spinal cord fluid? Why is the spinal or the cerebral, which is really what it should be called, spinal fluid? And cerebral represents the cerebellum, and the cerebellum represents the cherubim. Now, cherubims are angelic beings. So you got cherubim fluid. This represents the true rebirth. When the cerebral spinal cord climbs, there are 33 vertebrae in your spinal cord. Each one represents a plank, if you will, in Jacob's ladder that it talks about in the Old Testament. And the place where Jacob wrestled with the angel and the angel touched him in his hip, Jacob called that place pineal. So something happens to the pineal gland when your central nervous system and the spinal cord fluid climbs up to 33 vertebrae or Jacob ladder, and they meet the 12 disciples in the form of the 12 cranial nerves. These 12 nerves ignite the pineal gland, and that place where Jacob wrestled with the angel of God, and he said, I will not release you until you bless me. What happens when your spinal cord fluid rises to that point and does that? We're going to break that down, and it's a cookie tour. It'll really, really change your life. Join me with this series again, CSF, the cerebral spinal fluid. And when you can overstate what the enemy doesn't want you to understand. Because if you can wrap your brain around this, if you can understand the biology, this is the consecrated intersanctum of the brain that's called the holies of holies. Oh, man, I don't know if y'all can, man, I'm getting excited already just talking about it. It's going to be a powerful series. This is a powerful book, again, talking about the cerebral spinal fluid, which is going to be the first part of the biology of the temple of God that we're going to be talking about for 2017, so that when you become one with yourself, my brothers, my sisters, we're out of time. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Some people really are. y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert you, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.